As part of the mission of the Swine Health Information Center, we're always on the lookout for what's the next emerging disease risk to the U.S. swine herd. We do global and domestic disease monitoring to understand what the next emerging disease threats are, and then look at how we enhance awareness, enhance preparedness, increase prevention, and of course, keep the emerging disease risks on the radars of both the veterinarians and the producers in the US. One of the diseases that's been on our radar most recently is the New World screwworm. This is a parasitic fly that can cause a very serious disease. The disease is most often detected in cattle, swine, horses, small ruminants, and dogs. And in rare cases, it can affect people, so it is a zoonotic disease. It's caused by a fly larvae that actually deposits eggs near wounds, and then the larvae can bury into the flesh of living animals. So this is a unique characteristic of this fly in that it parasitizes living flesh on animals. It causes very painful wounds, and even in the most serious cases, it can be fatal to animals. The reason this disease has really been on our radar over the last several months is the changes that have occurred with regards to the distribution in Mexico. In November of 2024, there was the first New World screwworm case detected in Mexico. And then by May of 2025, the New World screwworm had moved northward into Veracruz in Mexico, which is approximately 700 miles south of the US-Mexico border. With regards to this introduction and the northern movement of the fly, on May 11th of 2025, there was a temporary suspension of all live cattle, horse, and bison imports through the US-Mexico border. One of the aspects of the New World screwworm that we want to make everybody aware of is what to be on the lookout with regards to veterinarians and producers in the US. The US has been negative for New World screwworm since 1966. That's when it was eradicated, except for a single outbreak that occurred in southern Florida in 2016 that was very quickly eliminated. It primarily affected the native deer population in Florida and was eradicated by 2017. We want to do everything we can in the US to prevent introduction of New World screwworm. And part of that is enhancing awareness and keeping an eye out on farm for any potential introduction. One of the things that producers and veterinarians should be aware of is what these wounds may look like. The maggots will be deposited in the wounds. They can also be deposited in other body openings and affect mucous membranes such as the nose, the ears, the genitalia. We particularly want to keep an eye out on the umbilicus of newborn animals. This is where they can be affected. The wounds oftentimes have bloody discharge or foul odor. The wounds become deeper and larger. And then what we see in the animals is that they may show signs of depression, show signs of pain, may isolate themselves, reduce their feed intake, and seem irritable with regards to these wounds. One of the resources that the Swine Health Information Center has created in collaboration with the American Association of Swine Veterinarians is that we hosted a webinar entitled The Emerging Risk of New World Screwworm and Efforts to Prevent Reintroduction into the U.S. The webinar is now available for on-demand viewing on our website, swinehealth.org. As part of the webinar, we provided the latest information on New World screwworm, including an overview of the parasite, the fly life cycle, the clinical signs of infestation, the status in Mexico, and efforts to prevent incursion.